Hello everybody, I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here today with Walker, who is the VP of mobile, and Brian, who is a software awesomeness. Both the guys are from NewsGator, and we're here today to talk about what you guys did with Azure and how all that works. So tell me about your Azure project, Walker.
So, the Azure project we just embarked on was, how long did it take us? 3 months?
About that, yeah.
It was about a three-month project to move an existing system that we have into Azure. It's a content aggregation platform that we moved wholly from our data center into Azure.
Wow. So what did you guys learn? What did you run into when you ran that? Why did it take 3 months and you just didn't do it overnight?
Well, it's a lot of stuff to move. I mean, we're moving a lot of data in and out. We have a number of services that run that go and pull in. It's mostly RSS feed, so it's 2.5 million posts a day. It's quite a bit of stuff to move. It was all built on the Microsoft stack to begin with, but there are some significant differences. One of the things we learned is, you know, they talk about Azure, the Azure storage stuff, the blobs and the tables, and you kind of want to think that, yeah, blobs are kind of like a file system, and tables are kind of like SQL, and queues are like MSMQ, and they sort of are, but not really. So there's a bit of a learning curve there. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a learning curve in getting everything working in worker roles and things like that. And a lot of just little stuff that sneaks up on you. I know personally, I read a lot of their stuff and a lot of the guidance from the Azure team, and they said that you need to have retry logic around everything. And, you know, that's the best practice for anywhere, and they always say to do that, but usually you can get away with not doing it. But in Azure, you really, really, really need to do that. They're not kidding about that. So, you know, we don't see a lot of errors, but it was, with the amount of transactions we were doing, we were seeing several hundred a day at least of things that would just fail. So I had to go wrap retry logic around a lot of things. So a lot of things like that we just had to go back and clean up.
Walker, why'd you pick Azure? You were already hosted on another platform, or another environment. Why would you move to Azure?
That's right. You know, the most obvious reason for moving to Azure is for the operational efficiencies that we achieve from moving into the cloud versus having our own boxes. There are a number of different things that play into that, but the story that I like is, basically we had, with our data center, we had a rotating pager, because we have 5.9 SLAs that we have to deliver this service against. And, people really don't like carrying the pager. So we needed to figure out, you know, first off, what were the biggest issues that were causing the pager to go off in the middle of the night, and then how can we mitigate those issues? And when it came down to the fact that most of the issues that popped up that caused the pager to go off were operational, we started taking a look at different avenues for getting off our own hardware and into the cloud.
And we should clarify, a lot of those issues were like, we lost a hard drive, we lost a network switch, stuff like that, and we don't have that problem anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, none of us gets woken up because Azure lost a drive somewhere.
Yeah, it's automatically failover and it's still up.
Yep, mm-hmm. Failover and to have things like storage not to be an issue. We used to have, as Brian mentioned, you know, it's a large system. We used to have 3PAR, we used to have, what was the other?
In EMC.
In EMC, both, yeah. You know, massive drive. The 3PAR alone had 240 spindles. You can imagine our IT folks were spending a lot of time in the data center just swapping drives. And so to be able to move to a cloud-based storage solution, you know, which is, you know, part of what we're doing, and to have, you know, near infinite storage. Obviously, it's not infinite, but enough for us is a huge, huge benefit.
What would you tell somebody who was just getting started with Azure? What would your advice be?
Well, some of the stuff I mentioned earlier, plan on retry stuff. You really got to look into the storage things and make sure you understand it. It's really great stuff, but you do have to make work with it differently than things that you may have worked with in the past. So that's a big one. There are a few things that you end up having to deal with, like there's no scheduled jobs out there, so we ended up writing our own job scheduler, basically cron if you're familiar with that. A lot of stuff like that. You just have to move through it, I guess.
Yeah, from the business side, I would say you really have to pay attention to your cost model, because it's a very, very different cost model when you move to a cloud-based storage where you're effectively renting everything. Before, you had a capital outlay of getting your box, getting your, you know, your data center set up and your network, et cetera, your power. And then moving to the cloud, you don't have those same types of capital outlays, but you're paying for absolutely everything. I mean, the breakdown of pricing is storage transactions, storage, network. Well, there's no network inside the data center, but what was that breakdown?
Storage. Yeah, the interesting thing I thought was, you know, the storage transactions cost, it's a penny per 10,000, which at first sounds like, yeah, it's nothing, it's rounding error. We spent $1,100 on that last month.
Yeah,
so,
you guys have a lot of transactions.
It's a lot of transactions. So, you know, the numbers sound real small when you read them, but if you sit down and actually figure out what you're going to spend, it does add up. So,
yeah.
I think from a development perspective, that's interesting too, because I'm used to it being, we have the servers, and whatever you do with them is basically free. You know, we already bought them, and that's not the case anymore. It's not super expensive, but you do need to think about what you're doing and try to minimize how much money you're spending out there.
All right, so what's the story about?
So the other benefit of moving to Azure is this notional, this idea of being able to deploy quickly and easily to the same exact instance in the cloud. So you don't end up with that one weird box. The one weird box story is something that plagues every software development organization. And it's that one machine that isn't configured quite the same as all the other machines. So when you deploy software to it, you have to remember, oh, it doesn't have as much memory, or the drives aren't as fast, or, you know, I mean, you've had more experience with.
Yeah, or there's somebody set that one registry setting that tweaked the one thing, and nobody remembers what it was anymore. Whatever that configuration issue is, you just don't have it, because every time you deploy out there, it's a new VM, and it goes off of the same script. So you basically have a scripted install of the entire machine and all your software, and you just have to do that.
Right.
Which is nice, because you know everything is done the same every time.
Yeah, so from your test to your staging, to your deployment, to your production instances, they're all the same. So, you know, there's no surprises, no gotchas from that one weird box.
So what's next? What are you guys looking forward to in the coming versions of Azure?
We're really looking forward to the caching tier. Mm-hmm. Or is it called the caching tier? What's it called?
App Fabric Caching.
Mm-hmm. You know, the app that we have requires a lot of caching. And so that's going to be a great addition to the solution. What else?
Probably the next big feature that we're really looking for is that one. I haven't looked too much past that. I'm a little bit busy.
Okay.
I'd like to have a mail server.
That would be nice.
Okay. Cool. We'll tell the team.
Okay.
We have. I could give you a laundry list of SQL Azure stuff we'd like, but I think we need to get into that just now.
Cool. Yeah.
Thanks very much. We'll see you next time.